بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We bring the chapter باب فضل الدعاء بظهر الغيب, the virtue of making dua in the absence of some person. The person is not present, he's absent, and making dua for that person in his favor whilst he's absent. Today's hadith that we will do is actually explanation, explanation on yesterday's hadith. So just quickly to recap, we did the ayat of the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, those that come after them, referring to the Muhajirin and Ansar. The ayat before that, the ayats before that were speaking about the Muhajirin and Ansar. Those that come after the Muhajirin and Ansar, يَقُولُونَ, as part of their du'as, they say, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us, وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِمَانِ, and forgive our brothers, those that have preceded us with Iman. So you are showing us that people, for example, like us, we make this dua, that O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us and forgive those that have preceded us in Iman, forgive those that have came before us in Iman. So what this will mean, we're making dua for people in their absence. They are not here, they have passed away, they have gone ahead. So this is one proof to say that there is such a thing as making dua for a person in his absence. And it's something that is praiseworthy. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, Allah Pak says in one ayat of the Quran, seek forgiveness for your sins and for the believing men and for the believing women. So now here again, it's not possible for a person to be present in front of every believing person and every believing woman. So it shows also that it's praiseworthy to make dua in somebody's absence. And then the other ayat of the Quran, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ, the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that, oh, our sustainer, forgive me. Ibrahim alayhi salam making this dua, oh, forgive me, forgive my parents, and forgive all the believers on the day when the reckoning takes place. So he's thinking of everyone, the ummah, the whole of all the people to come, right up till the time, or right up till reckoning takes place, he's thinking of that moment also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive people on that day also. So today's hadith, an Abi Darda radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kan yaqul, دعوة المرء المسلم لأخيه بظهر الغيب مستجابة. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say that the dua of a Muslim for his brother in his absence is answered. إِنَّ رَأْسِهِ مَلَكٌ مُوَكَّلٌ كُلَّمَا دَعَى لِأَخِيهِ بِخَيْرٍ قَالَ الْمَلَكُ الْمُوَكَّلُ بِهِ آمِينَ وَلَكَ بِمِثْلٍ. And there is an angel that is close to this person's head. Whenever, in other words, this angel is so close, it is close to his head. So whenever he makes dua for goodness for his brother, this appointed angel says, Ameen, and for you be the same. So when this person is making dua for his brother, this angel is saying, Ameen, and for you be the same. Here we learn one thing, is that when a person is generous with his duas, he's not only making dua, he's not only helping or benefiting somebody else, he's actually benefiting himself. Therefore the pious of the past, it was their style of making dua, that they would make dua for everyone. They would be very gracious. More than they would make dua for themselves, they would make dua for the ummah. Because whatever dua they're making for the ummah, that same dua is now that angel is saying, وَلَكَ بِمِثْلٍ, and for you be the similar dua that you make. So it was also their style of making dua. Yesterday we gave the example of that person that had a Down syndrome, and he made dua for all the children that were not well. And then after some time, 30 years, he came and he reported that out of all my children, this child is the most producing the best results as far as his business is concerned, as far as his deen is concerned. He became a Hafiz al-Quran also, when he was like written off at that time. So it shows how powerful this dua is. And we find that one way of making dua is a person is in debt. He makes dua, oh Allah, all those people in the world that are in debt, relieve them of their debt. The angel is saying, Walaka bi mislin, and for you also be like this. All those people that don't have homes, oh Allah, grant them homes. Angel is making the same dua for this person. All those people that are in any type of parishani, problem, sickness, financially, person may be physically challenged, whatever it may be, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cure them, you grant them ease. So the angel is saying, Walaka bi mislin. Close to his head, that angel is appointed just to say, just to reply to this dua of his. So how intelligent is that person who doesn't restrict his duas to himself, he makes duas for everyone. So he's also benefiting from that dua, and he's also getting the reward of making dua for his brothers. He's getting a reward for making dua for the whole ummah, and he's also benefiting from that dua. One more thing we learn from here is that when there's a greater level of ikhlas, then there is a greater level of reward. Why is it that there is so much of reward for a person making dua in another person's absence? It is because the level of ikhlas is higher. Sometimes you wouldn't want to make dua for a person, but now you saw him. So now you saw him, you make one dua in his presence, or you make him a little bit happy, but in your heart you didn't really want to make dua for that person. But behind his back, that ikhlas is there, that you're making, this man doesn't even know I'm making dua. Or you want to get something out of him, or you want to praise him, or sometimes just to throw a person up, make dua for him. But when a person makes behind his back, then there's nothing that is compelling him except that genuine ikhlas in his heart, that I'm making dua for my brother. So here also we learn that dua in itself is a very powerful thing, and to make it even more powerful, we remember somebody even in their absence. As the Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullahi alayh, on one occasion, people came to tell him, Hazrat, that there is a decision that is going to take place by the government, you know, the non-Muslim government in India, and this decision is going to affect all the Muslims. It's going to be something that's going to affect all the Muslims. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullahi alayh, he asked, when is this decision going to take place? So they said, Hazrat, the decision is going to take place tomorrow. The government is going to sit and they're going to pass this law. It's going to take place tomorrow. So he said, then there's nothing to worry. Between now and tomorrow is the night. In the night, we will get this matter resolved. We will talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the power of dua. Mu'min doesn't fear, he doesn't fright. He turns his attention and tawajjuh towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this dua is such a thing that can change a person's taqdeer also. So therefore, imagine how great this dua is. One is we request others to make dua for us, so we're getting the dua in our absence, they're making dua for us. And we also make dua for them in their absence, and we realize the power of dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.